At West Virginia University, Mountaineers go first.
A new year means a new year's resolutions. I'm here with Stephanie McWilliams, a psychology professor at the Eberly College of Arts and Sciences at WVU. A lot of people tend to gravitate towards similar kinds of resolutions. A lot of them deal with behavior modification, going on a diet, exercising more, drinking less, quitting smoking. Why do people tend to gravitate toward these sorts of resolutions?
They believe these things will make them happier. However, research tells us that our body image really isn't the key to happiness. The amount of money in our bank account is not the key to happiness. The other thing is usually negative emotion is what leads us to make certain resolution agreements with ourselves. And again, research tells us that this usually leads to pretty shaky ground for making positive behavior change.
So how can people set themselves up for success if they make a resolution that is really centered on changing their behavior?
Plan for failure. Failure is going to happen. It's not a question of if, but a question of when and how. Small reinforcements matter. It can't be the big bang. It's gotta be little steps throughout the way. And if they can appreciate each reinforcement as it comes, then they are more likely to stay on track.
You started by talking about happiness. How can people choose resolutions that are focused more on happiness instead of those pitfall topics that so many people tend to fall into?
When we think about improving the relationships in our lives, improving the connections we have with people, we end up being happier people overall, and we end up being more successful in making the changes that we want to make.
So let's go. Follow our story on wvutoday.wvu.edu.